episode 552, Confessions of an Upset Mama, Why Am I Not Liked?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Today is another beautiful day to celebrate you and to enjoy the blessings that you have before you. I pray that your heart is filled with joy today and that your face has nothing but a huge smile on it. First off, I want to say that today is Confession Day. Oh, yes, I love Confession Day. Confessions of an Upset Mama, Why Am I Not Liked? Oh, this is going to be a good one, one that you want to pay attention to, because whether you have children at home or not, whether they're old or whether they're young, it's going to be a topic that we all need to hear. We need to have this deep down chat. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. I'm so delighted that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com. You definitely want to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, which is the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions newsletter. Okay, now we have all of our domestic beauties out of the way. That means what? Our chores are complete. And now we can begin to focus on confession time. Yes, confessions of an upset mama. Why am I not liked? Growing up as a child today is really tough. There are so many challenges that are presented to our kiddos. One of the biggest challenges our children face today is, why am I not liked? The fitting in and being liked begins from the time you socialize your child. So it even begins with family, whether or not they're going to get along with their cousins, or maybe who you have, you know, your close relationships and they have children. It begins all during that time. It also starts what? With play dates on sports teams, dance lessons, gymnastics, church groups like Cubbies and Awanas, community teams like Brownies and Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. All of this begins at that particular time. Then they begin to get older too, don't they? Man, they grow up. What is it about growing up? If only we could keep them as cute and little like puppies. But we can't. They have to grow up. And competition comes into play. Wanting to play a certain position on the team, or like being a part of the competition dance team. And this is starting at a really young age. We're talking 4 and 5 and 6 year olds. Some of them are as little as 2 and 3 if you're looking at gymnastics. It is crazy how we have kind of forced our children into growing up fast. Now, I'm not here to tell you how to parent, but if you look at this and you think back, I mean, I think back to my time. Oh my goodness, I had opportunities, but I didn't have the opportunities to play on the soccer team, to be on the dance team, to be a cheerleader, to do gymnastics, and also to take ice skating along with being involved in my church all at the same time. I mean, it was like one, maybe two things. It just wasn't available. We had some things out there, but it wasn't. It was different. And we say that, but then we don't pay attention to the good, the bad, and the ugly of how times have changed. And so today, that's where you're getting my confession talk. Oh, yes, siree. Why am I not liked? And you see, after we're in this young age here, you know, the 4 and 5 year olds where this is starting out, 6 year olds, we're not talking, you know, this doesn't wait till late middle school or high school. And when you get to that point, what happens next? Then the parents get involved and words are exchanged. Tempers flare. Some may think that they're defending their children. Have you been at the youth football games lately? Maybe you've experienced with your own child and you see the dads on the sideline, they begin to pace. And then their children aren't making, you know, the tackles, or they're not doing it right. So they pace even more and more. And then they get hot. And you got parents from across the way yelling things out, yelling at the refs, where now we've got fathers, we've got mothers being thrown out, banded from even coming and participating anymore in their child's sport. They can't be present as a spectator. Now, you got to tell me that. Is that not crazy? Or is that crazy? What is going on? And then your child looks at you and says, why am I not liked, Mom? Why do I not fit in? Have you had that conversation yet with your child? That conversation may begin whether they're really young and just beginning school, or whether they're old and they're trying to fit in to a new career, or they've changed jobs and they're working for a new company and they're trying to find their way. Why am I not liked? I don't have any friends, Mom. Yeah, I have, you know, Sue and I have Brad, but I don't have any new friends. I'm in this new institution. I can remember with my children, we homeschooled for years. And then we decided to go ahead and put our oldest at the time was going into sixth grade. And so we decided to go ahead and put her into school. And that was a really big change. And the school we put her into was a private school. And I can tell you right then and there, three of my five children attended that private school, and all three of them were bullied. I'm not going to give you the school's name. I'm not going to give you any form of who ran it, whatever. I'm just going to leave that alone. But I can tell you right now, to this day, we still have conversations. Mom, remember that school that I went to? Do you know what so-and-so did? They don't forget it. And that was my oldest at sixth grade. That means my number two and my number three were even younger. When the day becomes night and kisses are being shared, you're tucking them into bed, the question is whispered, why am I not liked? Have you ever laid in bed thinking the same thing? Wondering what you can do for your kiddos, for your sweet child? You see them in action and you know. Now, there are some kids. We have to admit, there are some kids who do have issues. And for the most part, I think parents realize that. But what our huge hang-up is that we have either both parents working or we have single parents. And so there's two different discipline actions happening for the children, or maybe only one for one parent and one on the other. If you're a single parent, you're up against a battle. I know. I've been there, not as a single parent, but as a single married mother. I was a mom for years, and I could not rely on my husband to be home to actually help with the children. He would go to work, he would go to school before the children would wake up, and he would come home after they were in bed. Yes, believe it or not, I would take videos. So when he had a few minutes, I could turn them on as he would be playing with his children. And he could see just a blip of what happened. I haven't officially been a single parent, but I've been a single married mom where I've had to take care of everything. So I understand what it's like, where you struggle, and it's difficult. And when you have the other parent not willing to communicate and coordinate how you're going to discipline your child or your children, why am I not liked? They're getting miscommunication from everybody, from their friends, from their parents, from their grandparents. It's a battle every single day. It's like they're going to war, and they don't know what to do about it. Some of them react by just crying out and screaming and having temper tantrums, and they're mad at you. Why? Because they feel most comfortable with you. And so they let down their guard, and you may not be realizing what's going on, except for the fact that my child isn't the same. I'm seeing some difference here. You need to be paying attention to those cues. I cannot stress that enough. Don't think that all of a sudden they've just kind of gone into this mode of, I don't know what's going on. Think about it with you. Think about your relationship with you and your husband. What is being stimulated conversation-wise between you all? If things are tense, if you're under a lot of stress, does your tone of voice change? The way you carry yourself in front of your husband, does that change? Do you become more standoffish, more short in your communication? You have a bite to your tone? You tend to throw darts with words? Our children are watching and listening to every single thing that we do. They're learning from the best. It's you. But we're so caught up in our hectic, busy schedules. We're living our lives with blinders on, thinking that everybody else is taking care of our children. Do you really want your neighbor or your friend down the street raising your child? Do you really want your school system raising your child? It doesn't matter where you are in this world. Who do you want to influence your child? Oh yeah, it's confession day. And you can tell I have a passion for this. Because I see sweet children that are being ignored, not on purpose, but because we are not equipped anymore. We're not equipping our parents to be on how to be parents. We're letting everybody just kind of swim out in the sea and see who can survive and who's going to drown and who just barely makes it. I don't want you to be the sinking mama. I don't want you to be the sinking wife. I want you to be the soaring woman, the woman of impact, the woman that God created you to be. You see, when the day becomes night and that question is whispered, why am I not liked? This is the beginning of bullying. Oh no, I said the B word, didn't I? Bullying. We don't want to hear that word because, like in my time growing up, technically I probably was bullied a ton. But we didn't call it that. We just called it what? I was picked on. Oh, but now, not only do we get it to where we talk about it just amongst our friends, but what? We throw it on Facebook. You won't believe what happened to my child. We post a picture on Instagram and say, how can anybody not love my child? You won't believe what happened. We put a comment out on Twitter, not even calling anybody out. Or sometimes we have some bold parents who call people out. The world is a different place now. It is still so big, but yet so small. Social media can be such a blessing, but it also can be a curse. How are you interacting with your child when he questions, why am I not liked? When we have the beginning of bullying, it just doesn't continue on with, you know, from the play dates and the gatherings, but it goes to our classrooms, on the playgrounds, and now on what? Instagram, Facebook. Let me throw out to you a few statistics here. Not that I'm a big statistic person here, but it does bring some really quick ahas to what's happening. Instagram right now is a favorite for middle schoolers, and this is all as of 2015, okay? 43% of students report being cyberbullied. Now, in my time, it was traditional bullying, right? We didn't have the internet like we do now. And so we were picked on at school, and so we could come away and what? We got a break from it. Maybe there was days that we wouldn't see that person again, depending upon where it happened. And so, okay, it was done and it was no big deal. But now, oh, we are in constant contact, aren't we? We have this whole thing of cyberbullying. 43% of students report being cyberbullied. 1 in 3 students are being bullied the traditional way, like being quote unquote picked on. A report from the Missouri Department of Mental Health in 2012 reported that 13.1% of students report attempting to harm themselves, not in a suicidal manner. 13.1%. Here, that's Missouri, that's a state here within the United States of America. The Canadian Medical Association in 2008, so this is a little bit older, but still, it's still recent, within 8 years, 16.9% of youth indicated they have had self-harm. That includes, listen to this, moms, cutting, scratching, and self-hitting. Why am I not liked? What are you saying to your children? Or more importantly, what are you saying to yourself that they hear you saying? Whether it's about them or whether it's about you. When you look in that mirror and you say, gosh darn it, I just don't look good anymore today. No wonder I didn't get that job that I applied for. And you don't think they heard. We're not giving enough credit to our children. Our kiddos are so smart. We don't give them enough credit. Why am I not liked? What comments are you saying quietly that your children are overhearing? Maybe your walls aren't as thick as what you think they are. How you talk to yourself, how you talk to your spouse, how you talk to your puppy dog. I know that may sound crazy, but it's not. They listen to the tone of your voice. If you don't know what you sound like, record yourself talking one day. You got it on your smartphone. You're listening to me. There's a very easy thing. Press record and listen. You might be amazed. And yes, sometimes it is a scary thing to listen to yourself speak. Try podcasting and listening to yourself. But it's important that you understand how you're coming across. What is the picture that you're painting with the words that you're using? What are the actions that you put with the words that you're using? How do you hold your hands? Why am I not liked? This question can come up because of the interactions with other children. It can come up because of the interactions that they have with you. I don't even want to go into the statistics about how children are being bullied by their parents. It's truly alarming, everything that's happening in our world today. When we look at here within the U.S. in Dallas, Texas, and sadly today, as I record this, my heart breaks for France, for Nice, France, as they celebrated Bastille Day, which for those of you here in the U.S. who don't understand, that's like their July 4th. Their Independence Day. It's their national celebration. Look at something as simple today as driving and the road rage that we have. I just heard a report recently this week that road rage is on an incline. Why am I not liked? We don't look at the psychological effect of why I am not liked to be so great that it starts with, oh, well, they're just being kids. How many times have you caught yourself saying that? Oh, they're just kids. They'll work it out. Have your children gotten older to the point where are they still fighting? Have they figured a way to work it out? My heart breaks for what's happening today. And what's happening in our world today starts with your family. That is your immediate world. And that's not something to take lightly. So what can we do about it? Women of impact, what can we do about it right now, today? It starts with the kiss, the keep it simple strategy. Love your neighbor as yourself. How do you do that? Love your neighbor as yourself. First off, you need to understand where this comes from. We think of love your neighbor as yourself as simply being the golden rule. Did you know it's biblical? So whether you believe in God or not, whether you're a Christian, a proclaimed one or not, this is biblical. Mark 12, verses 30 through 31 says this. Jesus replied, "This is the most important. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." Whoa, that's your kiss. And it was said by Jesus himself, love your neighbor as yourself. So number one, how do you do that? Stop beating yourself up in front of your children. Watch the comments and the words you use, the actions that you portray. The slamming of that door, they make note of that. You don't even have to be using those four-letter word slangs that we call what? Curse words. But you can go and say something like, I'm going to have a beaver's dam, and because I don't know if children are listening, just want to say that. And you slam your door. Do you know what? They've already put together those two actions. And pretty soon they're going to be able to respond in the same way you just did. We don't think that this is happening, but it does. We just walk around with blinders on, not really paying attention, caught in our own busy world. Love your neighbor as yourself. Your neighbor is also your child. So stop beating yourself up in front of our children. We got to stop doing that. Watch the words that come out of your mouth. Be aware of who's around and who's listening. Know how thick your walls are. Begin to have conversation differently. We can sit here and disagree on something. But you know what, John? I need you to sit down and I need you to understand this. I'm not saying for you to discipline differently. I'm not here telling you how to parent. You need to understand that. I'm here showing you what I see in the world, how I'm coaching parents and their heartaches that they bring to me, the questions that come up, the experiences that I've had with my own children, the statistics that I read, the horror I see on TV, the news that reports the fallen. Love yourself so you can love your neighbor. So first off, you know, you got to stop beating yourself up. Number two, speak words of what? Kindness. Slow to speak, slow to anger. And when we do speak, we speak words of kindness, gentleness. Number three, be respectful of others. Be respectful of others. That doesn't mean that we all have to agree on things. You may have turned me off a couple times on a few things I've said throughout this episode. That's okay. You have your opinion and I have mine. It's not a matter of right or wrong. It's coming together. So what? So we can live together in harmony, work together, understand one another. Not to sit here and say, I'm better than you or you're better than me. It's not a competition. It's not this, someone has to be better than the other. God created you on purpose for a purpose. He created your child on purpose for a purpose. Do you want to see your child live out that purpose? Then if you want to do that, then you need to start asking yourself the question. Why is he saying, why I am not liked? Why is he acting out the way he is? Why is she determined to not go out and play with friends? Maybe she's been hurt too much. Maybe she's been broken down and she doesn't know how to express herself. She's learned from the best. You're her teacher. You're her role model. So let's role model what Jesus himself said. Love your neighbor as yourself. Stop beating yourself up. Speak words of kindness, gentleness. Be respectful of others. And number four, be the change. Be the role model your child so deserves. Be the role model for your husband. Be the role model for your friends. And not just because you want to when you want to, but you do it and you establish an actual habit. Creating a new language, so to speak. Wouldn't it be nice if we all began to understand each other? All you have to do is turn on the news and know that this world is changing. And if you want to change the world, you have to be the change and do what Jesus commands of us. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. It's time to stop the bullying. So the question of why am I not liked fades away. I love you so very much. France, we're praying for you. Dallas, I love you. Let's make a difference in this world. Be the change today. Be the woman of impact that God created you to be. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.